The vampire legend, as we know it today, originated in Eastern Europe in the late 17th and 18th centuries. People associate vampires with Transylvania, because that's where Dracula came from. And also England, because, well, that's where the book Dracula came from. Barnabas Collins also came from England, or at least so he claimed when he showed up. But it's where he showed up. Collinsport, Maine, in the good old U.S. of A. You see, one of the secrets to Dark Shadow's undying success, in my humble opinion, is that although it's as gothic as all get out, it's as American as apple pie. It's about a family. A really messed up family. Wealthy and powerful to all outside observers, but messed up, effed up, and compromised to the core behind closed doors. And what could be more American than that? The Collins family came out of the 1960s. Let's look at the other preeminent American family from the 1960s. The Kennedys. The Kennedys were American royalty, the envy of all. But behind closed doors, things were not as wonderful as they appeared. Joseph Kennedy, the family patriarch, made his money in bootleg liquor and, if not illegal, certainly ruthless and shady business and stock deals. A Vanity Fair article in 2004 reported that when the Kennedy boys would bring girls home to visit, the minute they left the room, their father would try to, quote, hop into the sack with them, unquote. Female visitors to the Kennedy home were advised to keep their bedroom doors locked at night because, quote, father prowls at night, quote. Talk about dark and spooky. Joseph Kennedy Sr. was the ambassador to the court of St. James. That's the American ambassador to England in the dark days prior to World War II. Now, Joseph Kennedy was an isolationist who strongly advocated for the appeasement of Hitler, which did not go over well with his boss, President Roosevelt. And eventually, Joseph Kennedy was recalled. His reasons were self-interest in its purest form. Morality never entered into it. War was bad for business, and he didn't want his sons pulled into an armed conflict for fear something might happen to them. Screw everybody else. To their credit, his sons did not share their father's feelings. His oldest son, Joseph Jr., and his brother, John F. Kennedy, both enlisted in the Navy. Their younger brother, Robert, wanted to join but was too young and had to wait until the war was practically over before he was old enough to enlist. Now, what's the point of all this? How does this relate to Dark Shadows? Well, I'll tell you. Pride goeth before the fall, as the old saying goes. The Kennedys were America's first family, wealthy, powerful, good-looking. But for every glamorous success, they were visited upon by an equally brutal tragedy. Joe Sr.'s oldest child, Joe Jr., died on a mission in World War II when his plane crashed over the North Sea in 1944. His daughter Kathleen would die in a different plane crash in 1948. It was Joseph's dream that his son, Joe Jr., would ascend to the presidency of the United States. And upon his death, that responsibility would fall onto his younger brother, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Jack Kennedy almost didn't make it out of childhood. His early years were spent largely in hospital beds, recovering from a series of illnesses. He joined the Navy in World War II, where he commanded a small PT boat in the Pacific Ocean. It was torpedoed. He survived, but he injured his already compromised back and would spend the rest of his life in constant physical pain, from his back and from the effects of Addison's disease, from which he suffered greatly, but kept hidden from the public. As everyone knows, he was murdered in 1963. His brother Robert attempted to follow into his footsteps, and he was murdered in 1968. If the Kennedy family history in the 1960s was written as a soap opera, it would be rejected for being too hard to believe. And this brings us to the Collins family, who, in their own fictional way, is the only American family that I can think of that give the Kennedys a run for their money in the suffering Olympics. Roger Collins, a wealthy, powerful, widowed alcoholic with a psychological train wreck of a son, lives in his family's vast mansion in Collinsport, Maine, with his sister Elizabeth, who has her own problems. It turns out Roger sent a guy named Burke Devlin to prison for a crime that he committed, and now Burke is out of jail and wanting to destroy the entire Collins family. Then, Roger's estranged wife comes back from Phoenix, only she's not really his wife. She is, in fact, a phoenix. And then Roger's sister Elizabeth gets blackmailed by another guy who knows about someone that she killed, only it turns out she didn't really kill him. All this before a cousin named Barnabas shows up from England, and as it turns out, he's a vampire. A big, handsome, toothy New England family that's as glamorous and wealthy as it is compromised and tragic. And we can't seem to get enough of them. And the reason is obvious. They remind us too much of ourselves. Look at any wealthy, powerful, famous American family, whether it's the Kennedys, the Bushes, the Trumps, the Kardashians, the Jacksons. They all should be named Frankenstein. They are all freak shows, aren't they? Now look at your family. Eh? We all put a good face on for the public, but behind closed doors, we all have our Rogers and our Quentins. My oldest brother talks to his truck. My sister has way too many cats. My other brother married a girl that I made out with in high school. Talk about an awkward wedding. And while no one is leaping out of coffins to grab the family handyman by the throat, we all have things we don't discuss outside of the family. We all have our dirty secrets. And that, again, is why the Collins family, or the Kennedys, or God forbid the Kardashians, hold us in such a thrall. Because all of our families, no matter how good a face we present to the public, when the light hits us just right, we all cast a dark shadow.